Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer Corey Marino, JD Jeremy Dayton, and the one and only star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Great to be here with you, Mike and Corey, and Mike behind Mike over there, and JD.
We got our operations genius, Mike Gary, here.
Just everybody here. Anything, if you have anything wrong with a power equipment or something, send it in. Mike will jump on it.
We have, I believe, somebody on one of our remote units that we broadcast from all over the country said that there's some kind of unit that's fading. I don't know if the electronics fade or they just blow out sometimes, but this thing is fading. So we're going to get him something new,
you
Fred.
Know some, well, you know, my thing is this. I remember talking to my brother many years ago.
Yeah.
When we both had transistor radios.
Oh, I've seen those Hoffmans. They were Hoffman. They were Easy Vision.
He had a black one. I had a brown one, a tan one, actually.
And you gave me the black one. Thank you, by the way.
I have it at my house.
I know. You told me to give it back to you because yours didn't work.
Yeah, mine didn't work. Mine took a dump. But what we did is we used to try to figure out these machines have a built-in time frame to them.
They last a certain period of time.
And I always thought that, well, gee, as these things get more popular and the years and decades go on, it'll be different. No, it's not.
No. No, I got my radio when I was a little kid. I was looking. I got a Jupiter 6 transistor. You know, they used to go by how many transistors they had. It was like a 1 transistor, 2 transistor. Corey, go to sleep if you want to during this.
It's a Spanish
but
to me.
Even Mike Gary goes, what are these guys talking about? I had a 6 transistor, and I still have the radio, but it doesn't work. Something it probably is, you know.
It does not work to this day.
It's like your wife.
We got to get the guy in here. And while we're doing our next show, he could be right over next to me.
Working
tinkering,
on it.
Tinkering and working and bringing it back to life, Mike.
I've worked at stations where they always used to have an engineer's room in the back where it was all messed up. There's wires all over the place, trash all over it. And the guy would be working away with, like, you know, microscopic glasses trying to solder some stuff up. All right, that was our show for the week. It's a short one. That's all we had for you. We couldn't find anything to talk about.
I had something in the car, but I'll wait till next
time. I think it's our guest, Matt Young.
Can you go let him out? It could be Matt. He's in the trunk.
That's what I thought he was. He'll get Matt out of the trunk and be right back.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer Corey Marino, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter.
The same game?
Same game.
Wow.
And in the same quarter.
Against the Packers.
Against the Green Bay Packers.
He was busy.
Jim Delgazzo and Scott Hunter were the quarterbacks. They took one quarterback out. He was so dazed by Fred's tackle that they took him out of the game, brought another guy in, and Fred did a number on. Who was the first guy? Scott Hunter went down like a sack.
Scott Hunter, he just, you could hear it in the parking lot.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. That's, in the parking
Remember
lot?
Remember the Coliseum, the Peristyle
Inn? Things echoed.
You
in
go
the Coliseum,
right yeah. straight out due yes. east
yeah.
of the Peristyle End.
Yeah.
And you'll see Charlie. He's still there.
That's good. And it's amazing because then Jim Delgazzo came in and he couldn't gaze after.
It was
Jim Del after you tackled him.
They left a real old trainer there to take care of him while the Packers went flying home.
Let me just say this. You've played football with the New York Giants, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, and you played with the Los Angeles Rams, and you are a sports aficionado, Fred Dreyer.
Am I?
Some of your guys came in here, a guy named Jackie Slater another guy, Vince Ferragamo, and they happened to see in our Hall of Fame, we have a big Hall of Fame here, with pictures all over. Corey, we need to get you and our current staff up there. I was just thinking about that when I went into my office area there just before the show, and I thought, we got to put those pictures up. And they saw a picture of you, Fred, and myself, but mainly they talked about you sitting on the Dodger bench with, I believe it was Tommy Lasorda and Rick Monday and myself,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, I believe it was.
And they said, Fred's there. Fred is there with Rick Monday. And I say, yeah, old Mr. Sun.
Mr. Sun.
There. And so you caught eyes of your former teammates. I think they're trying to get into Dodger Stadium.
Oh, Vinny?
And Vinny took a picture with Vinny, Dave Roberts.
Let me tell you something. Vinny monkeys with every bit of information that he's not involved in.
He's a former CIA agent and quarterback.
He is.
He gets everything.
We called him, we called him, throw it to us, Vinny.
You think Fred's off mic a little bit? Should we tell him to get closer to the
mic? No, it's good. This is a real nice...
Jackie, what do you think of that? It's good. Okay. All right. Yeah, they do a good show called On Point. Am I right, Corey Marino? You produce, along with Jeremy Dayton, a lot of sports shows here, don't you?
Yeah, I produced the On Point show with Jackie and Vince, and it's a really good show. We just had our Harmony Cheese, Jerry Haynes, on, so that's always nice.
Can we get Harmony Cheese on this? Because if Vince was here, he'd be asking about it. Don't you want Harmony Cheese to sponsor the show?
I want whatever company has the cheese wheel.
Harmony Cheese.
Harmony Cheese.
Now, you know, we got them on the On Point show because Vince played with the Green Bay Packers, and this Harmony Cheese is in the cheese capital of the United States, Wisconsin, in the Green Bay area.
I don't think he qualifies to play with Green Bay because he's about 32 years too late.
Well, this was a long time ago he played for a while.
Well,
since we're
right.
talking like this, can you talk like this as well, Corey?
Slides us in there.
That's good. You
know, seven ups and geez, that's a good show primer.
All right, we got a lot to talk about. We have a guest with us here today, and we had a resuscitator back in Fred's car, and I don't know why that happened. And I apologize to Matt Young, ladies and gentlemen, is here. Matt, sorry we digress here on the show, but we got a lot of personal business to take care of. Matt Young is one of the great players. I love this guy, Matt Young. He's a professional baseball player. Of course he was. He played with so many great teams. He played 11 seasons in the major leagues for a variety of teams. He was a Major League Baseball All-Star in his rookie year, for gosh sakes, when he was there with the Mariners. The Seattle Mariners. He played. He pitched a no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians while a member of the Boston Red Sox. He played, I believe, with Oakland. He played with the Dodgers. At the Dodgers, he was a great reliever, and we wanted to bring you on because we had some relief questions and pitching questions here on the show. Matt, welcome to the broadcast. Hold on a second. I think I got to press this button on here. Hang on a second.
Nicely done.
Matt, welcome to the broadcast. Do we have Matt here?
I think Matt's back at the car.
Yeah, I don't know if we've got Matt in here or not.
I think he went back to the car.
Got the caller on here, but he's not coming through. All right, we'll get to Matt in just a second here. If any of our engineering staff are possibly listening, we can get to Matt Young. I don't understand why he's not there. Matt, are you there? Hello? No, not on the air. He's gone. For some reason, we don't have him hooked in here.
The last time we talked to him, he was vacuuming.
Yeah.
He was building a birdhouse.
Well, anyway, we're going to get to Matt, but we want to talk a little bit about Blake Snell, who has been shut down from throwing.
Again,
he's had a problem at all going on, and we're going to see if we can get him going here a little bit on the Dodgers. What's the deal with him now, Corey, with Blake?
He was throwing, playing catch, getting ready for a rehab start. He's still on the 15-day injured list. And they shut him down, and they said he need further imaging on his injured inflammation shoulder.
Yeah,
it's an MRI, yo.
Yeah, it's something going on. Do we have Matt now? Matt, are you there? No, we don't have Matt. Not here on our caller list. I believe we should have him here on the caller list. He's not there. Okay. Yeah, keep working on it. Hey, we got a lot of things there going on. Yeah, it looks like it's supposed to be there. Sorry, Matt, we'll get to you. Anyway, so he's on the 15-day disabled list? Is that what's going on?
He started April 3rd on the 15-day, so they'll probably have to add him again for the injured list. But he said he didn't feel great after playing catch on Tuesday. Just a nice game of catch.
That's funny, Mike. I felt the same way.
You feel after playing catch on Tuesday. Let me ask you this question, Fred, and Corey, and to our listening audience out there. I heard the other day, like, how is Walker Buehler doing? Because he was on the Dodgers, and he signed a one-year deal. There's a few pitchers that have signed one-year deals with a lot of clubs for around $5 million or $6 million, something like that. Blake Snell signed, how much money did he sign for? It was the millions of dollars.
Yeah, I think it was like $150 million.
Something like that.
Close to $176 million.
$170 million or something. Anyway, is it better to sign a pitcher for 1 year for $5 or $6 million and hope for the best and to sign somebody that's obviously going to have some arm problems all the time? And, you know, at least if you do 1 year, you might get some performance out of Walker Buehler before he has his next Tommy John surgery, Fred.
Well, if you're a Dodger, you want to make sure you get all your money up front like all these pitchers have.
Yeah.
They've got enough money to go on that cruise with you.
Exactly. So,
my cruise. They're not going to go on my cruise. They're going to play baseball, Fred, is what you want them to do. I mean, these guys.
I figure if they really worked hard and got back in shape, they could have a bonus trip to Alaska. Isn't that where you're going? You're going to Alaska?
I hope to go to Alaska, yeah. It's on my bucket list, yeah. But speaking of buckets, you got pitchers that have not, you know, they signed for like 1 year. We got a list here of them. You got your Max Scherzer signed for 1 year, right?
Yeah, all these pitchers signed for 1 year, starting with Max Scherzer. He was zero wins, zero losses with a 6.00 ERA, which is not good.
Justin Verlander's 0-1 with a 5.47, although I saw him pitching over the weekend. He looked pretty darn good. Charlie Morton is 0-5 with a 10.86. How many games has he been in here?
He's been in six, I believe.
Oh, goodness.
JD feels it the most, our producer, because he's a new Oriole.
Boy, what is he, a reliever or something on there?
They want him. He is a starter.
Starting pitcher. All right. Michael Lorenzon, he's 1-3, 4.57. Nick Martinez, 0-3, 5.40. Andrew Heaney, 1-1, 2.13. He's pretty good. And Patrick Corbin, 2-0 at 3.77. So out of this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, two out of the seven have pretty good. And they're probably paying him $4 to $6 million for the year. Or you can pay $150 or $170 million, have a guy on the DL. Comes off every once in a while, Fred, to start a game.
I'm exhausted already, fellas.
4 weeks in.
I'm telling you, it's like...
When does a basketball start?
It's going on. The playoffs are going on right now, Fred.
Yeah, we got to get to
it. You missed most of the season.
Yeah, because I tell you, I having to discuss this again for another week will kill me.
I'm telling you, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Follow Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer. Also follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yeah.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here we're on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And unfortunately, we don't seem to be getting Matt Young in here. Matt, can you hear us yet? Nope. Yep. Yep. Not getting through on our caller there, Matt Young.
Start vacuuming.
Would you vacuum for us, please, Matt? Please. Thank you. Apparently, something's going down right here in our huge master control. Does somebody want to get on the phone with Matt and translate when he says things?
Here's what he said next.
Okay, you know, Matt was one of those guys that was what was known as a situational lefty. They would bring him in to face, you know, right-handed batters or whatever they wanted to do.
This is a situation. He's now has to come up.
And he's in a situation right now. That's right.
Right now.
All right, our buddy Matt, I'm sorry, we don't have him anyway. Anyway, so our point being here, and we wanted to get a pitcher's opinion on this kind of thing, is it better to go ahead and have somebody possibly just sign a one-year deal? Because you look at Walker Buehler, he was terrible like for the first few games with Boston, and all of a sudden he's got like a 1.3 ERA in the last six games or something like that. He's turned it around a little bit. So obviously this guy had the Tommy John surgery and was out for a while, and maybe has found his rhythm finally. It takes a while to get going. You pitched for a while. A lot of people, I say this on the show, people go, Fred was a football player. Yeah, we know that. We don't know that, but it's like you were a pitcher in high school until you blew your arm out. What was that like?
I didn't get $5 million to sit around either.
What did it feel like the day you threw your arm out?
I don't think it's too late.
Did you feel something snap in your arm when you threw one day?
Yeah, my wallet.
It just went right out.
It just made a big snap, rubber band sound, and a little bit of a beep on the end of it, and that was it. The guy said, all right, you can go home.
But to make something out of nothing, I mean, you were going to just take the rest of the summer off until all your buddies and stuff were over at, where were you, Long Beach College? They were playing football or something? Was that, you went over there and talked to the coach, and he was signing you up while you were talking to him?
Yeah, that's right. He was way ahead of me. Actually, I had him as my... my attorney.
Yeah, he was really good. While Fred was talking to him, the guy was filling out the form, and you hadn't made that decision that you're going to do football, but he filled it out for you, and your decision was made. The rest is history, Fred.
He was nodding as I was talking about what happened to Gloria Stefano. Whatever happened to her? Is she in school this year? Here, sign this right here. Oh, yeah, okay.
She signed it up, and that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
I don't know. Do we think we have Matt now again? Matt, we're going to find out right now. Go ahead, Matt. Say something to us. He's saying nothing to us right now. Nothing. Matt, hello.
Is he upset?
Not a thing. We're not getting anything at all from Matt. It's amazing. All right, we apologize to Matt and everybody.
Mike,
this is going to go down to the Matt Young Show.
Matt, just stay there. We'll be right down.
Matt's mad at us and refuses to talk. Corey, did you say something to him before we got on the air here today that ticked him off?
I did not. Maybe we were razzing him too much about building the birdhouse last time.
You should know about.
Yeah, you don't want to get our guests ticked off at us before they come on the air.
I tried not to.
So, all right. So anyway, Fred Dreyer thing. Since we're saying that the Walker Buehler is pitching well, the Dodgers' Dave Roberts now made a comment on Shohei Ohtani. Here's something to comment on. Shohei Ohtani, you know, recently he and his wife announced the birth of his daughter, and over the weekend he only took like 2 days off and then came back to play. It was a short time off on the paternity list, but he returned to the Dodgers, and Dave Roberts praised Shohei for the quick return, and he said Dave believes fatherhood will boost Shohei's performance. And quoting Dave, he says, some of the attributes you get from being a dad do translate to the baseball field. And he was joking that fans might see 120-mile-per-hour exit velocities now from him. But I do agree with you. Once you had something going on. One of our listeners sent some footage of you, Fred Dreyer, at the Playboy Mansion showcasing the birth of your beautiful daughter. She's so cute, and you're like showing everybody there at the mansion.
Yeah, I'm just showing people that wasn't my daughter.
It's just, somebody has footage of it. It's a classic.
No, it's a beautiful shot, and it was the beginning of a lot of years up there with some good friends.
Yeah, and it was like a summer party, and they had the volleyball net up, and you were throwing the football, and I mean really passing with authority. You could have been a quarterback.
I could have been a pitcher first, then a quarterback. I always tell Vince Ferragamo that, and he looks at me kind of funny.
Are we still doing this? Are we trying to get to Matt back again? Matt, are you there? No, Matt is not there.
I think this thing's a foreground.
Matt, are you there, Matt? No, he's not. Keep doing this, though. This is good during the show.
Yeah.
Matt, would you tell you what? Could you drive down here to the studio?
We can go to you.
We could get him on.
Quick trip.
Ever since we had the guys on from Harmony Cheese, I think they stuffed some cheese into the
There's a cheese wheel in Matt's trunk.
Now, Fred, we want your comment on this because Corey and I were talking about this. There are some new uniforms out. There are a lot of uniforms. Every single week, there's a new hat that they have on the list of all the teams from Major League Baseball. They got a kind of an armed forces camouflage type hat that's caught the eye of my daughter. She thinks that one looks pretty good. They're only like $800 a hat, and you can get one. But they also have these uniforms. Corey, tell us, who came up with these uniforms?
So they're called the City Connect uniforms, and each year they try to make a little different or a new one to sell, of course. But they're supposed to have connections to the city at large on which the team plays in. And like the first one with the Dodgers, they have the swoosh and the old writing, and then if you can look closely, they're speckled, and the colors of the speckled are the colors of the seats going around Dodger Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, that's what they said.
So, Fred, what
are there
thinking?
Any lights on my jersey? That's what I want to know.
Fred, is that true? You want to know if there's any lights on the jersey, right?
I want to know if my jersey is, and when I hit one off the fence, if the guy upstairs hits the button and my uniform lights up.
Oh, that'd be
so. We're
going to
post these at thefreddreyershow.com. You got to look at these. And the one that we have is the Clayton Kershaw's. You can't even see the bottom of the two. So it could be just a question mark because he's on the DL. No, he's on a rehab, I guess, right now. He's coming back.
He's trying to come back.
And they're saying that the colors there, I can't see the speckles on here, but I guess I can a little bit.
Just a little
bit. Those are the colors of the seats?
The seats. There's blue, yellow, green.
Including that guy that was out in the outfield there and ate 18 hot dogs. There's a little brown, looks like, on there.
Yeah. A little mustard stain.
So that's one of the Dodgers. Okay, now we have more here, don't we?
Can I ask, before we lose ourselves?
Yes.
Do we have to talk about the Detroit Tiger jersey?
It's up next.
This is.
It doesn't say Detroit.
It says Motor City.
Yeah, that's what it says.
It says Motor City, and I don't care about it.
The thing is, they get the pants to kind of go with the uniform. It looks like they're milkmen or something like that. You know, there's no definition
here. Have you seen this one?
No, which one are you looking at now?
Oh, the next one.
I'm looking at the New York Mets and the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's another good one. Well,
so the Mets, I don't get it. Are they trying to copy the Yankees with the pinstripes and the white and the dark?
They're just...
And the gray and the black?
So confused.
I don't know what they're trying to do.
So the New York Mets have the Yankee pinstripes on their uniform. It's gray with the black pinstripes. White pants are okay, but the pinstripes are way, way off. Now, we've got another one here that we should take a look at, and this is the... if we can get this one up on the screen, the Texas Rangers, that's the one that really made me say, we got to do something on this. They had black pants and some kind of weird striped stockings there, a white shirt that says TX on it, and then the guy's number. And while the guy looks like he's pitching a good game over there, the uniform is just plain ugly.
I want the address of the people responsible.
Would you spend money on, I mean,
I'd spend money driving to the guy's house.
Tell him to get rid of this. Now, we also have the Boston Red Sox. They got a yellow top with a powder blue number.
It looks like a UCLA jersey.
And a UCLA color blue hat, and they got white pants and blue. Where's the Red Sox? They should have some red on this thing somewhere. How can that be the Red Sox?
Because
Motor City. They're
progressive. They're progressive. Come on, Mike.
Yeah, okay, all right.
This is one I think Fred's his favorite.
Yeah, the last one I think you'll really like. This is your favorite team, the San Diego Padres, that have the pink, the teal green, and the yellow, and the white. And
They also have a baby blue hat.
Lime green kind of hat. Yeah, it's kind of a lime greenish color. It's pink lettering. Well, there's one pink sleeve. There's one lime green sleeve. There's a white shirt, white pants.
How long are we going to, as devoted fans, how long are we going to put up with this?
I don't know, but people are buying these.
People are buying them, and they're going to keep selling them.
People are buying these, and I think that is kind of the problem that you have here. And these things cost a lot of bucks. Do you get the pants with it if you buy the whole outfit, or do you just get the unit, the top?
It's $150 just for the top.
Just for the top, $150.
Man.
Yeah, they're not great. They can try different jersey combinations, but with baseball, it just usually doesn't work. Usually the classics are the great, or you can go to throwbacks if you really want
to. Is football doing this too?
They're not really doing, no, it's just.
Well, when they go to Europe, they are.
Well, they did it a while ago. They did it with those Color Rush jerseys where they had all the same color on Thursday, a while ago. But it's just like basketball and baseball are doing these city jerseys where you... they have artists or kids create them, and it just doesn't ever pan out well.
Fred is secretly shaking his head.
You know what it is? It's one thing to proffer, an idea. Hey, let's do something to celebrate the baseball in the cities and blah, blah, blah. That's one thing. It's another thing not to know who to give that responsibility to. And that's what you got here.
I don't know. Who designed these? Was it, some famous designer?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just some guy from Nike.
All right, we'll take a little break. When we come back, Fred secretly, I think, has all these uniforms in his closet at home.
He's got more than that in
I got his
closet.
Attention on that. Take a quick break, come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit onehour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original latchkey kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again. because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, and our audience, all the ships at sea, if you just joined us, you've missed a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence by our guest, Matt Young. Matt, thank you for doing that, by the way. Jeez.
Hey, Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, very
the one and
well.
Only Matt Young, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greats here. We love this guy. One of the great pitchers. Went from the Mariners to the Dodgers. You had Tommy John surgery, as I recall, too. How long did it take you to recover and pitch again, Matt?
I had it in September, and I pitched in the big leagues in late June.
Yeah,
that's back when they didn't make you wait a year.
Yeah, it's really something. And you played on Oakland. You were on when you were with Boston, didn't you? Pitch like an unofficial no hitter. You had gave up no hits, but there were some walks in there and an error in the game. But Roger Clemens, it was a doubleheader. He didn't give up any runs. You guys have a record as a doubleheader, same team pitchers that gave up the least runs. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Yeah.
And they actually did a, which is very nice. I haven't seen too many of them. There's a nice commemorative baseball card out there.
A commemorative baseball card, but is there a new, maybe we can come up with commemorative moments on some new team uniforms? Maybe put pictures
of jersey tops.
Yeah, jersey tops. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, you know, well, this was kind of before the new retro, all the retro unis, the old-time unis. Everybody wears the same numbers, the Jackie Robinson
the progressive
day,
spirit.
Yeah.
It's the progressive spirit.
It is a progressive spirit in baseball.
That it is, Fred.
So, Matt, this is our question of the day. You're a pitcher. You pitched in the bigs, and you're a team owner now. Would you rather pay somebody $150 million for a 5-year, 7-year deal or something, or go with maybe $4, $5, $6 million and take a shot at a guy for 1 year and see if he comes back, and just get a bunch of those guys? So you got plenty of people ready to go when they go and have to have Tommy John surgery every 3 months.
It is. It's fashionable now to have it. You know, you're not anybody unless you've had Tommy John surgery. But it's, you know, they just look at it right now as they know it's going to be a year's lost. But it's the one surgery that doctors can do where the replacement part is, if done properly, is better than the original part.
Well, some pitchers have had it done twice. So does that mean they had terrible doctors or bad parts?
Yes.
Yeah, well, probably all of the above. Yeah, Dr. Job did mine, and he's the one that pioneered the surgery. When he originally told me, he said, a lot of people can do the surgery. The hardest part is trying to find the proper tension on the replacement ligament that they put in.
Oh, boy.
Because they almost cinch it like a piece of leather in a baseball glove.
So did you try to get him to cinch it to get a little more of a sling effect over there so you got like 104 miles per hour out of it?
Yeah, spring-loaded.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, come on, that's that to be a serious surgery on that. And
Well, it must have, because I came back throwing about 2 or 3 miles an hour harder.
See? That's why they're getting these guys up to like 800 miles an hour right now.
Isn't that what they tell you not to do, the Dodger pitchers who are now still out from that surgery? Aren't they kind of waiting around for a blood supply to Yeah, give him the okay to go out and start throwing?
You know, they usually follow a similar, barring any setbacks, they follow a very similar protocol. They don't let you really throw all out for a good 10, 11 months.
Wow.
So you have the surgery now, you're out a year. Whereas before we weren't making very money and we wanted to prove we could pitch, so we were racing to get back.
More competitiveness back in the old days, am I right?
Well, how about a different degree of competitiveness?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want to rag on the newest generation.
Well, that's because you're a gentleman. But we here on this show can. It just seems like everybody's out. I mean, all of a sudden they pitch and the guy's arm is stiff and this guy's hurting here. So you need to have 40 pitchers on your staff. I think if Major League Baseball is smart, they should just open it up and say, hey, you can have 40 pitchers and so many starters on there. What do you think, Fred? Good idea?
I think they can make up any rule because right now it seems that somebody's making up these windows of opportunity for these pitchers. They just are amazing. The athletes today are fantastic. The medical procedures are fantastic. But it just seems to me that the roster of Dodger pitchers that have these operations are nonstop. They have, what's the guy's name? You told me the guy, Michael.
Kopech. Michael Kopech, yeah.
He's been out since
the start of the season.
Since the start of the summer league.
He warmed up too quickly in spring training, he said, and they've got him out for a while. Do you know anything on his timeline there at all, Matt? Have you heard anything?
No, I did. I thought I heard he was working his way in the minor leagues.
Well, yeah, he might very well be doing that. But did you? What was you said? You said something this morning, Mike, about I told you that the guy that gave up the home run or the hit beat the Dodgers the other day.
Our closer, Scott. What's his name?
Tanner Scott.
Well, that guy. But the other guy, I've never heard of. Where the hell did he come from? He's a reliever. Why aren't they using the best reliever
Kirby,
in that situation?
Kirby Yates, right?
Kirby Yates was the best pitcher in baseball last year.
Yeah, best in baseball. Best reliever.
He pitched for the Texas Rangers, and I believe he was 33 out of 34 in saves.
So
and now it's a new year.
Is this just a mathematical goof or what?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
What is it, Matt? When you get on the mound, you got to have the mental prowess to just come into that game, especially let's say you're a reliever and you blew it and then you gave up a home run and the team lost in a walk-off home run. That's got to eat at you. And if you've got a good manager and good coaches and then you yourself as the pitcher, you have to blow that out of your system. How do you do that?
Yeah, you do. You know, anytime you've played any kind of sport, unless you're godlike, you're gonna suffer losses. You're gonna have downfalls. You're gonna have pitfalls. You're gonna stumble. You're gonna trip. So it's you got to have short-term memory, and you got to be able to just get back up, get back on the mound, and do it again. It's like falling off a bike. What do they tell you when you fall off a bike?
Get
back on the bike and ride it.
Hey, Mike, just to continue what we were talking about this morning, the guy that gave up the hit that beat the Dodgers the other day.
Kirby Yates.
No.
Tanner.
No, they just pulled him up.
Oh, so a new guy?
Yeah. The one that was his first pitch as a Dodger.
Oh, yeah.
Why was he in the game? I don't understand it.
Well, they're
got to pitch him sometime, right?
Well,
Matt?
everybody pitches nowadays.
Everybody
he got the participation trophy.
Yeah, he got.
Left camp with 35 pitchers, and now when it comes down to trying to win the best game you can win at the right time. They bring this guy who no one's ever seen or heard before, and he gives up the winning hit.
So well, they've seen him now, and they've heard him now, right, Corey?
The reason they brought him up is because Blake Treinen went on He's out, and he has forearm tightness or soreness. So they brought him up. But
so I mean, you just gotta, you know, when you go out there, and Matt, you're out there pitching again. Some days you know you got it. Some days you know you don't. Let's say it's a day you know you don't. Are you trying to get kind of acute and hit corners, or doing something different with it to try to stay out of trouble? What you got to go with what you think you got that day, correct?
Well, yeah, and that's when you turn into a pitcher,
exactly.
Instead of a thrower.
Exactly.
You know, I've had days where I've warmed up in the bullpen and I'm just going, holy mackerel, I feel terrible today. And you go out and you throw your best game, and then. You go out sometimes and you warm up in the bullpen and you say, there's no way anybody can hit me today. I'm hitting the corners and I'm throwing hard. And you go give five base hits in a row up and lose the game. So there's no rhyme or reason to how you feel in the bullpen and how it translates to on the field.
And I think we get spoiled a little bit by announcers, especially if you've got guys that, you know, the former players, especially pitchers, say, well, he shouldn't have put it right down the middle. He should. That's easier said than done. And I know those pitchers and the former players know that because that's the mistake. When you stick it right over the center of the plate, they're going to sometimes hit it right out of the ballpark. And you probably weren't trying to throw it down the center. Does it slip on your fingers? What happens?
Well, I mean, you're 60 feet, 6 inches away, and you have a baseball that's in two fingers, and the slightest bit of finger pressure one way or another can cause the ball from leaving your hand to move 6-8 inches over to the middle of the plate. I mean, if your intention is to throw it to the outside corner or the inside corner, it does not take much of a mistake to get it down the middle.
You ever get ticked off out there sometimes when you think a guy's really digging in on you and throw something kind of tight to back him off the plate, Matt?
Oh, Michael, I never would have done that.
That doesn't happen in the big leagues,
Big
Mike.
D Don Drysdale would, I'll tell you. He used to hit him. He'd go
Bob
whack
Gibson.
Him. Bob Gibson. That guy was a dynamite pitcher, and in that fastball. Imagine getting hit by that. Fred, you had a big fastball in high school. Did you dust them off?
That fastball is so far gone. Matt, if you were to go down the Santa Monica Freeway at any time, that thing's still rolling. That guy that hit that thing.
Hit that one of yours. Jeez, I'm telling you. All right, so this is good stuff to know because, you know, it's any given day. And that's why you got to have a positive attitude. You know, I got to give kudos to Dave Roberts, and I need your comment on this. Matt Young, our guest here today on the Fred Dreyer Show. So the Dodgers are trying to come back over the weekend against Texas Rangers in those terrible city uniforms that the Rangers had. And they're bringing in a former pitcher from the Dodgers. He's now on the Texas Rangers, Chris Martin. So Dave takes out Austin Barnes, the catcher he was going that day, puts in the first-string catcher, Will Smith. Will has probably caught this guy most all the games that Chris Martin played when he was a Dodger. You get that advantage. You come up there as a batter, you know what this guy's going to throw. I mean, does that play a real big part in the game? Because Will Smith immediately got a hit.
Well, if that was the case, then catchers would hit 500.
Well, in this case, when they're on the other team, I mean, when he comes in, I would make that move. That's, I think, a strong move.
That was good. I thought it was a good move. But, you know, plus the fact that Will Smith is in the top 10 in the league in hitting.
Doing well.
And all he was doing was he was just getting a day off because he had caught a couple games in a row.
That's right.
So.
Fred, did you like that move? Fred Dreyer, did you like it?
How many moves did he have to his choosing?
I mean, pitches? I think it was like the first or second pitch. He just popped it. It was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
it's good for the box office.
All right, hang on here. We got Matt Young with his final segment coming up here on the show. Equipment is working great. We got a good team here at CRN. Thank you for getting this out. Hi to our new listeners at 1550 AM in Salt Lake City and the Salt Lake Valley. Listening to us now on Sports Byline Radio, where the show is there. And hello, everybody in Salt Lake. We'll be back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino is with us here, our producer. Fred Dreyer, of course, the star of the show. And Matt Young, baseball pitcher extraordinaire, also with us here, taking care of the biz. We got him hooked up here. So, Matt, some good comments from you today on pitching. We like that. And you just got to have a good positive attitude going out there. And once you have a bad game, you got to go back in and kick it up a notch. What about bullpen games? Did you guys have those games where they throw a different pitcher every inning, or did you just call some guys up from the minor leagues to take over a slot?
No, I can't remember. The only time you really had a bullpen game is when the starting pitcher got knocked out early, so you're stuck trying to grab six or seven or eight innings from your bullpen.
They used to have the guy that wasn't the greatest pitcher that maybe was a former starter. Remember that, Freddie? He was the mop-up man. He would go in there, the game's already 8-0 and you're losing, and you had a guy that maybe didn't have the best stuff, but he was the mop-up guy, and he came in there and pitched.
Well, he knew how to mop up, didn't he, Matt?
Matt, am I right?
Yes, we called him the long reliever.
The long reliever or the mop-up man, that's it. And then you had a closer, and the closer could pitch like two or three innings if you wanted him to sometimes. You rested him with three, but it wasn't an oddity to have him do two innings, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Tommy Lasorda would put him out there for five.
Do you remember?
I've got a Tommy John scar on my elbow to prove it.
Do you guys remember last year's Mop-Up Man for the Dodgers, Honeywell, where he had the turtleneck
and
the long hair?
I love it. They interviewed Vasse interviewed him the other day.
Yeah, with in Texas, they gave him his World Series ring. Yeah,
it was a surprise to him.
We should have him back. We should sign him instead of that guy from the other game.
Come back again soon, Matt. We promise we'll turn the microphone on for you so you can talk to us. Thank you, everybody. What do you say, Matt? What is it?
I was going to say thank you, boys, for having me on, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks for waiting out there.
Always an honor.
It's a cold world, I know.
This is our regular show is there at 5:50 a.m. in Salt Lake City. Get ready for the next one. Next week it'll be even better. And thanks to everybody listening on the CRN Network for the Fred Dreyer Show. Check out our podcast. Go to Fred's website there, freddreyershow.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, thanks to Matt. He did a yeoman's job waiting in there for us. Corey, thanks for the good work. Mike,
see you next week, Fred. See ya.